Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. A good evening and welcome aboard another edition, another week of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Charette along the way, Dominic Jimenez in tow as well as we take you up to the top of the next hour. And we'll go at a frenetic pace, games going final all over the place, right? Columbus Day, Monday into a Tuesday with some matinees in the NHL. Baseball early, baseball late. We got you covered throughout the night. Quick weather forecast for New York tonight as Yanks Guardians will open the American League Championship Series. 7:38 first pitch. Rondon against Cobb. It is windy. Wind blowing out. Temperatures are going to be in the mid-50s Yankee Stadium. It's hot in L.A., but the Met bats is what, I mean, you cannot figure out these playoffs right now. I mean, first of all, I don't know what the Mets were thinking running Senga out there last night. What the heck? A guy pitched seven innings this year and you spot him in game one of the National League Championship Series. He needed a compass to find the mound. And then he needed another compass to find home plate, of which his compass didn't work because he stunk the joint out. They got whipped 9-0. But today, Vientos hit a grand slam home run. Lindor opened the scoring, a solo shot early on in the first. Right now, Mets 6-1 over the Dodgers, but the Dodgers' bottom six are making a little noise here. So you do not want to count them out, but Senga was a bad move. But Manaea, who is pitching tonight, and his last effort was just incredible against the Phillies, and now he is following that up with an outstanding performance, Chavez Ravine. Monday Night Football will wrap up week six of the National Football League. All sorts of interesting stuff. The Cowboys will get Giovanna Scroggins in here from Big D. She'll try to figure them out. They stink. And Dak Prescott, you know, hold out. Why don't you hold out more? CeeDee Lamb still not getting on track. That's a bad football team. And McCarthy's walking the plank. I don't think Jerry Jones will fire him midseason. I don't, but I do think you can almost guarantee the Cowboys are going to be in the Bill Belichick sweepstakes. In fact, they've already grabbed their bidding card, undoubtedly, behind the scenes. All right, we get it going here on Sports Overnight America. Lots to get to. We'll start it with Zaid Hussein. He'll kick it off. The Bears got the week going over in London, and we got a lot to get to here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. I ain't nothing that you settle for, no. Nice try, wrong guy, maybe next time.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Exclusions and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Hey everyone, my name is DJ with Limitless Sports Fix. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and you want me to help you make your bank account great again, listen, you got the right guy. I've been on an absolute tear for my clients, winning in NBA, Major League Baseball, college football, NFL, and even WNBA. I want you guys to go follow my link right now at Limitless Sports Fix on Instagram. Click that link above, get signed up on our Telegram, and get my picks today. And then follow me on my weekly podcast at winners_only_podcast. Let's go.
All right, we get it going here on a Monday into a Tuesday. Sports Overnight America, Marty Trill. Glad you're taking time out of your busy night. I told you the Dodgers, you just can't count them out. First and second. Manea's starting to get to it. Then a little ground ball. Freddie Freeman looked like he was going to be in a force play. Error by Iglesias. Now you got bases loaded and Will Smith up. So, I mean, it's 6-1, but you just, the Mets, I'm telling you. And Iglesias is steady. He's been steady with his bat, with his glove. He's been outstanding. But this next at bat will be huge. You know, you get a double here. You get a two knocker here. You might clean the bases. Now you're at 6-4, and you get into that Mets bullpen. I'm telling you, Matone, he's dangerous. Reed Garrett's a mess. And if you have to have Diaz close out a one or two run lead, let me tell you something. He scares me. This Dodger team is extremely dangerous. And I said it at six nothing. You just can't count them out. Otani, every time I turn around, Otani's popping up the first, hitting a little flare. That could change in a second. Let's see if we got. All right, we're waiting on Zaid Hussein. He's saying he's ready to go. Dom will line him up. You got him? I guess we do. Let's get him in here. Zaid, what's going on? How are you?
What's going on, Marty? Exciting game going on right now. Listen, you call it. If the Dodgers can do something, man, it'll get real, real scary, like you said, for the Mets.
Yeah, help me. How did the Mets start Senga in game one Sunday night? He's pitched 7 innings this year. He cannot find the plate. He cannot find the mound without navigation or a compass. What the hell is he doing starting game one? What is Carlos Mendoza? What are they thinking in New York? How do you do that? Why would you do that? Let me hear.
Yeah, I didn't understand it either, to be honest with you. I thought that they were going to start rolling the same exact rotation they did and just keep it going. But overall, I mean, now you're in a position where if you could steal this game, despite all the mistakes, you're up 6-1, right. You hold on to this lead, you get 1-1 into the series. It's very, very interesting for the Mets. But, I mean, I didn't understand that as well. I mean, I thought that they would line up, basically the same thing that they did last year, especially with all the time that they had.
Yeah, I agree. If you can get this game and Vientos hits the grand slam and now pop up to second base. So Will Smith, he pops up to second. So that's a huge out. Edmund's up next. He's trouble. So we'll see. But I mean, hey, they pick up three or four in this inning. I can tell you right now, this Met team, and I love them. I'm pulling for the Mets big time, but they hair on fire. A five-run lead with, 6, 7, 8, 9, with, 16 outs, 15 outs still to go. It's too many. We shall see. All right, I want to take us to college. You were in Morgantown. I want to do this quick because we have so much area to cover with you. But Iowa State moves up from 11 to 9. You saw them firsthand. Is this team legit in your view? You know how I'm going to be. I'm going to be very, very, partial. Let's hear from you. You saw them on the road in Morgantown firsthand. Give me a take on Iowa State right now. Legit, or what do you think?
You know, honestly, after seeing them firsthand, I don't think they're as good as everybody says they are. And that's just my firsthand opinion of it. I understand that, they're undefeated and they've been playing well. But I thought it was more of West Virginia's mistakes and incompetence offensively that led to this dominant win for Iowa State. I mean, I was there. I could count at least 7 snaps for West Virginia where the center just chucked the ball to the moon. I mean, it was unbelievable. And it led to negative play after negative play for West Virginia, and they couldn't really seem to get it going. But you look at the opening drive they had, they ran it right down Iowa State's throat, and it's something that we talked about before the game. I don't think this team is as good as everybody's saying it is, and I'm waiting for a spot to buy low, on another team because Iowa State stock is at an all-time high. So now when you get those tougher games that they're going to have, I don't know how well they're going to be able to perform.
Yep, Edmund singles to right, Freeman to third, Hernandez scores, Mookie Betts scores. Now you're at 6-3, first and third. This game's not over, Zane. This game is not over. Met fans, I guarantee you. And who is it? Phil Maton. Out of the bullpen, and he brought a can of gasoline and guarantee someone will bring a lighter over. This game is not over. All right, let's get to the NFL. We got to go to the Bears. They started Sunday. I mean, this is unbelievable. They're trending up right now, trending in the right direction. You got to love the fact that they go over there. Now they get a nice deep breath. Caleb Williams, sharp, impressive. I mean, very impressive. And don't look now. That NFC North is a bear of a division. And we said it. It's the best division in the National Football League, bar none. Go ahead. Let's go to the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team in Chicago that's looked dominant the last 3 weeks. Their offense is clicking and firing on all cylinders. You look at Cole Kmet scoring 2 touchdowns last week. He's been a force for this team. And the play calling, Marty, has been spectacular. Honestly, it really has. And this is the first time I'm saying that as a Bears fan in a long, long time. I mean, the thing that scares me just a little bit is the teams in competition that they're doing this against. I mean, you could say that they arguably played the 3 worst teams in football when they went up against the Titans and then Carolina and Jacksonville. But they put up 35 and 36 points back-to-back weeks. And, this is a defense that's been playing great all year as well. It's going to be interesting to see how they fare against the rest of the NFL. Next week against Washington, huge test. Washington's a team that's been putting it up, lighting up the scoreboard. So seeing them on the road against Washington, I think, is the biggest test of the year for them. Because after that, we go to Arizona, and then we play New England at home, which I think will be 2 victories for the Bears. But next week is the biggest test for me against Washington.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Speaking of Washington, you weren't surprised they went to Baltimore and got beat. Interesting game. Daniels didn't play horrible. It was right there. They were right there. But, you give up 30 points, you're probably going to lose. Give me a positive, give me a negative out of the Commanders because they're a very chic team to talk about right now, especially Daniels. Let me hear.
While they lost, Marty, I think this was a very good loss for them. They're sitting at 4-2 now. This was a game nobody expected them to win in the first place, but they really did have a chance to come out there with a victory on the road against a Ravens team who Baltimore, a lot of people say, is the best team in football right now. I mean, their offense is just absolutely unstoppable. So now you look at the Washington, sitting at 4-2, way better than everybody expected them to be. Then they're going to go play, the Bears. They play Carolina, before that, which should be an easy win for them. And then they play the Bears and the Giants. So Washington could be 2-1. Then you go play the Steelers. You could look at 3-1 in the next 4 games. Even if they go 2-2 in the next 4 games, they're sitting at a great spot at probably like 6-4. But this is a team, I think they're happy where they're at. They played one of the best teams in football, and, they didn't look that bad in doing so.
Max Muncy just drew a walk, bases loaded, one out. Here comes Kiki Hernandez against Maton.
This is not going to end well, Marty. This is not going to end well.
I'm telling you. And I am pulling like crazy for the Mets. I was so happy eating an early dinner tonight, getting ready for the big show with my man Zade. And I'm thinking, you know what? 6-0, they're home free. And then I started to look and I went, uh-oh. You know, Manea's starting to paint corners. He's trying to get a little too fine, getting too refined. And the ump's starting to squeeze him a little bit, not giving him the benefit of the doubt. And here comes Maton. He's a can of gas. And anything behind him is going to be a mess. But a big out here. You know, a double play would change the whole complexion of this right here and now. All right, Cowboys, Lions, my God. I don't know where to start. We don't have much time. Just give me a quick hit. I mean, it's just awful. They're an awful football team.
The Cowboys, I saw a stat. The amount of rushing guards that they're giving up on a weekly basis is just unbelievable. And this is a team at home. This got to be the worst home team I've ever seen in the last couple of years. I mean, at least in my history of watching NFL, they're consistently winless. Just getting smoked at home. And the thing is, Marty, you know, Jerry Jones' birthday, you'd think the Cowboys are going to go out and, you know, play a good game for him. And there was a picture of Jerry Jones sitting in the suite. And I got to tell you, it did not look like a good birthday for him.
No doubt. And I think it's a matter of time. It's only a question whether he's got the guts to fire McCarthy midseason. I don't think he will. That's just not his MO. He might surprise us. So good job out of you, Zade. Excellent job. We will go deep into the heart of Texas with Giovanna Scroggins. Zade Duzane brought to you by Geico, geicoinsurance.com, and by Rocket Mortgage. We got more football talk coming up on a Monday evening, Tuesday morning quarterback edition of Sports Overnight. Keep it here.
It's such a shame. You already know it. I'm expressing all my pain. You know I'm a poet. When you're sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest, though. How you say heat your body?
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, rolling along here on a Sports Overnight America presented by Geico and by Rocket Mortgage, by American Premium Vodka, Marty Terrell along the way. And Kiki Hernandez rolls into a 6-4-3 double play with the bases loaded, 6-3 Mets leading, and they get out of it. So Matan gets out of it. But Honeywell now on there. Brazier was terrible. Knack was even worse. Brazier, I mean, they were doing like a bullpen start. And then Banda and now Honeywell. We'll see. The Dodgers, look, they got 9 outs to get 3 runs. I think the Mets have got this. That was a huge 6-4-3 twin killing to get out of the Flames. We shall see. All right, let's speak into Flames. Hot seat. The Flames are licking at the rear end of Mr. Mike McCarthy in Dallas. We'll start right there, but we got a lot of NFL and college ground and real estate to cover with Giovanna Scroggins from Dallas-Fort Worth. Welcome aboard, Giovanna. Welcome aboard. How are you?
Not doing too well, considering the Cowboys just got embarrassed. But, you know, the day was beautiful in Texas.
There you go. What's the sense there? I mean, it's got to be frustration there. What are they, 0-4 at home? I mean, this is almost unheard of. And, you know, the whole Jerry Jones birthday thing, yeah. But the bottom line, this is the worst team right now in the NFC East and one of the worst teams in the NFL. I mean, that record at home is just flat-out embarrassing. Where do you want to start with Dallas, and what's the mood in the city, and what about McCarthy? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Jerry Jones is not, I mean, publicly said he's not making any coaching changes. But where I sit with the Cowboys right now is kind of where I sat with them in the offseason. You know, we really didn't make any moves. When you look at the Lions, I mean, they made a lot of moves. Caitlin got some great players, you know, really rebuilt that team. And arguably, they're one of the best teams in the NFL right now. So I don't think, you know, we really – this is what's expected from the Cowboys. Stephen A., calling it like it is, calling the Cowboys a walking atrocity right now, I think that's kind of on the money, because you have this huge organization with America's team, and you just can't get it done. And I've been, you know, not the biggest fan of Dak at quarterback. I think when it comes to stats, he's very good, but when it comes to the plays that matter and when it comes to winning games, he just can't get it done. However, I don't think you can point the finger at Dak or McCarthy. I think you really have to point the finger at the person running this team, which is Jerry Jones. I think he's the one to take on the blame for a lot of this, the team struggles and whatnot, simply because I think he's afraid to make the moves he needs to make, which is going to hold this team back from being what it should be and what it needs to be going forward.
Are you ready for this mess? Listen to this. They have a bye week. Can't come a moment too soon. Week 7 is a bye week. It's a 3-3 football team. At 49ers when they come back, Sunday night the 27th. Then we roll into November at Atlanta, home to Cleveland, home to the Texans, at Washington, Thanksgiving Day, home to the Giants. Giovanna, there is, including the Giant game at home, there's not an easy game for the next 6-7 weeks. There's not.
Yeah. Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I said it before they play the Lions. This is a must win for the Cowboys if they want to build confidence, and if they want to move in, like moving on for their season, having a win in their books. The next 2-3 games for them, not going to happen. I don't think they're winning against the 49ers. The Falcons just put up 38 points against the Panthers, which arguably right now we're playing probably just about the same as the Panthers are playing, which is, don't think I would ever say that right now, but that's what this Cowboys team is looking like. I mean, Dak got sacked 4 times, threw 2 picks, like barely threw for 200 yards. It's not looking good in Dallas. Not looking good in Dallas at all.
What is looking good is the Texas Longhorns. You were in the Cotton Bowl on Saturday. Now our attention goes, we go back to Austin. Here comes Georgia Saturday night, and then at Vandy, and there's no looking ahead to Vandy. You got to take care of Georgia. I mean, here we go. We go from the Red River rivalry, which we sense might be a blowout. It was. What are you starting to sense about Texas-Georgia other than the obvious? This is the biggest game of the weekend.
Yeah, no, for sure. The one thing, the positive that I can give Sooner fans is in the first quarter at the Red River rivalry, OU's defense kind of made Texas offense look a little lackluster. I mean, they were playing good in the first quarter. Texas had no first downs, and OU came up with a turnover. So in that first quarter, a little bit of positivity for OU fans, the defense was arguably doing well. Now, with that being said, that's a little concerning because if the OU defense can come in and do that, I have no idea how this Georgia defense is going to fare against the Texas offense. Obviously, you know, Quinn's first game back at QB1, going to take a little bit of time to get back in the groove of things. But, I mean, Georgia looked pretty good against, Mississippi State, putting up 41 points. So that is one thing I'm taking away from that game with Texas and OU is just how OU made the Texas offense look in that first quarter of play.
Yeah, and we'll see that Georgia defense is good. To me, I think Georgia's offensive line and Beck can play. They've got athletes. This is going to be a hell of a game. My gut tells me, and I don't know where to go with Georgia. I don't, because they gave up 31 to Mississippi State, and don't look now, Mississippi State is a horrible team, and yeah. Just sloppy. Should have won that game by 20. Should have, could have, would have. And then they got Vandy, Florida, Arkansas, Kentucky, A&M. Yeah, you know, the only trouble spot, they're not going to lose to Vandy. Florida is starting to come around. At Arkansas could be tricky on November 16th. They get Kentucky at home. But then they've got to go to College Station on the last day of November. So I don't think we're going to see an unbeaten Texas team. I really and truly don't. All right, when you look at the top 25, give me a couple storylines, and you got to love the service academies, Army at 23, Navy at 25. And if I didn't know any better, these teams might play at least twice this year. And they both have Notre Dame on their schedule. One of them, Navy's going to play Notre Dame at MetLife in New Jersey. And then a month later, almost to the day, Army's going to play Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium. That might be the only blemish. Go ahead. Top 25, give me a couple thoughts.
Yeah, Army and Navy both undefeated right now, making it into the top 25 going into week 8. So I think that's a very good positioning. Obviously, Navy's at 25, Army's at 23, with Michigan kind of splitting the two at 24. That's really interesting. SMU moved up 4 spots. They're at 21 right now. What I think is also interesting is Ole Miss kind of falling down 9 spots. They're sitting at 18, so going to be looking at them. I'm also looking at Boise State right now. I just think, with that running back, Ashton, Gentes, he's an absolute beast. If the Cowboys could go get them in the draft, I would absolutely love that, but I don't think it's possible. But obviously, with him on that Boise State team, I think they're looking pretty good. Penn State is another team I'm looking out for. Obviously, them moving up to that third spot. Oregon's at number 2, Texas at number 1. All three of those teams undefeated right now, too. So that's kind of how these AP poll rankings are playing out. But again, I've been saying it, and I'll say it over again, college football, unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen. Texas, I agree with you on that sentiment. I don't think Texas is going unbeaten. I think they're going to get taken down soon, especially after what I saw in that game. I mean, that OU, they just failed to capitalize on opportunities. Simply put, that's what it is with that team. So don't think Texas is going to go undefeated.
A very good game late Saturday night, and Deion Sanders really lamented the starting time. I thought Colorado played well and had a real opportunity to win that game against 18th-ranked Kansas State. Kansas State and Iowa State are on a collision course. The Cyclones are undefeated. They're ranked 9th in the country, and we have a lot of base in Iowa, so our fan base and listeners there are all giddy about that. But Colorado is respectable. A lot of people were saying, you know what, this was going to be a bounce year, that Deion's, his kind of charismatic, coaching and really, getting this team really to play really good fundamental football would fall by the wayside. I don't see that to be true. So Deion and Colorado still got a little moxie and some juice. Go ahead. Give me a quick hit on Colorado.
Yeah, I think when Travis Hunter does not play for Colorado, it's noticeable, right? I mean, obviously, this guy, I think, is a top five, in my opinion, for Heisman. I think he's a top five 20 next round draft pick. So when Travis Hunter does not play, I know he was injured in that game. So it's noticeable for this Colorado team. So I think that's kind of why we saw that loss. But yeah. I don't know. This Colorado team is very interesting. Honestly, I think kind of what I was saying about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, they can stay out of the media and the drama and just play football. I really think, you know, they have a good thing going, but obviously I don't think Deion is capable of that. So we'll see.
No, he is. He's a moth to the flame when it comes to media and the controversy, 100%. There is no doubt about it. Let me update people on the Mets went quietly top seven. So the Dodgers, who just put up three runs in the last two innings now, come to the plate, middle of the seventh, bottom seven coming up trailing 6-3. We'll see on that Met bullpen. Yanks, Guardians, who do you like in these baseball? Give me a quick pick on Mets, Dodgers. It might go even headed to Queens. And then we got Yankees, Guardians. Give me 30 seconds on baseball, Giovanna. Who do you like and why?
Yeah, I really, really want to see both these New York teams do good. I think that's just a really cool thing for New York to have two teams, baseball kind of going into the World Series. But I really do like the Dodgers. I mean, obviously Otani on that team. So kind of rooting for them going forward. And hopefully we'll see them in the World Series.
What about American League, Cleveland or Yankees? What do you think?
Oh, I'm going Cleveland. I'm going to, like I said, I think it would be really cool to see both New York teams, but I'm going with the Guardians in this one.
All right. If you want to see a great video of Giovanna, go to sportsovernight.net. Go to Marty's blog and scroll down. Nice little outfit you had on there at the game on Saturday, Giovanna, at the Cotton Bowl. Very interesting.
You know, I got to be silent, Marty. You know, I got to be silent always.
Yep. Excellent contribution, Giovanna. We'll talk to you later on in the week. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right. We're coming back. We got a 2-minute drill near the top of the hour here. It's Monday into a Tuesday on Sports Overnight.
Smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Rocket Mortgage has lower interest rates, and they underwrite with professionalism and compassion, and the interest rates right now are very favorable. Plus, you're going to get $10,000 to defray those closing costs at rocketmortgage.com, rocketmortgage.com, and away we go. All right, they sponsored this around the NFL. We like to do this on Monday into Tuesdays, and what we do is we jump ahead to next week, week seven, with throwback references to what took place in week six. Best way to advance it as we roll on a Monday into a Tuesday. We'll start with Patriots-Jags. The Jags don't leave London, right? I mean, you get blown out by the Bears, you got to stay over there. If that's not, is that a toe in the water for moving the team? Is that Khan, the owner, and Goodell? And it's just odd. It's just weird. 2 weeks in a row over there. And this other thing that I read is crazy. This idea, I love these Boston football writers, and they're very good, but they throw out some stupid theories. One is that, hey, you know, one of Bill Belichick's favorite restaurants is near Jacksonville. Look out, he may talk to the Jags. Well, he may talk to them, but he's not going to make his decision based on a restaurant, for crying out loud. Give me a break, would you? Patriots, Jags. Look, these are two awful football teams. What's more surprising is how bad the Patriots are or how stunningly bad the Jaguars are. They did not show up yesterday. Now, you know, you roll out of bed at 8:30, 9:30, depending on where you are, and heaven forbid you're on the West Coast. You're rolling out of bed at 6:30 in the morning. That's almost like a nightmare to turn on that game. It was, Gabe Davis, catch the ball, would you? Fabio, Trevor Lawrence, here we go again. Big contract, not performing. Dak Prescott, big fat contract, not performing. You know, you could even make the case, Joe Burrow, big fat contract, not performing. And his is nothing compared to some of these others. Now, you got an interesting situation. I do want to clean up some week six. The game tonight, Josh Allen, I'll tell you right now, I think the Jets are going to win tonight. I think you're going to have a low-scoring game. And Aaron Rodgers has gone 28 straight games, okay? It's like in the old days, that'd be two seasons without a 300-yard-plus performance. He's due. And Buffalo is banged up. And Josh Allen, there's a lot of suspicion around that he lost. You know, he got knocked out. Banged his head, had a terrible concussion, went into the tent. They looked at his elbow. They looked at everything but the concussion. They gave him a little sniff of smelling salts, put him back in the game. He avoided the full-blown protocol, and, you know, he got some star treatment is the inference. I don't know, but I think Buffalo is ripe for the picking. So we'll put that and frame that over here on the left and move straight center. Patriots, Jags. I mean, it's a game that, you know, if you miss it, you're not upset about it. Even you could be the diehardest, dyed-in-the-wool NFL fan. If you miss this game, you don't feel bad. Plus the EPL, the European Premier League, after their second break within, 5 weeks, no action, they're back at it. Now we get one big, long stretch of Saturday, Sunday EPL action. So no big deal if you miss Pats and Jags. Titans, Bills. The Bills will be coming home after a short week, Monday night game. You know, you kind of refrain from making a solid take and an opinion on this game because you want to see how this goes. How does Allen perform? Do they come out with more injuries? So on and so forth. But at first glance, Titans, Bills, you look for Buffalo, maybe in my scenario, bouncing back after a tough Monday night loss in the Meadowlands. Dolphins, Colts. Now, Tua's probably one more week in the protocol. So he's not coming back for this one, I do not think. I don't think he's eligible to. Dolphins, Colts. The Dolphins aren't horrible. The last time we saw them, they were beating the Patriots, where it looked like the Pats got them with Polk with a game-winning touchdown from Brissett. Well, two things. Brissett's no longer playing. Polk was ruled out of bounds. 15-10, and the Pats rewarded their loyal backers with a clubbing at home 41-21. But enough on the Pats. We've already taken care of that. Dolphins, Colts is at least passable. How about this beauty? And I'll say it, I'll write it, and I'll beat it over your head, but the Lions, Vikings, Packers, Bears, oh my. I mean, that NFC North, we set it back in August. We set it back in April when the schedule came out. Now, no one, I said top to bottom it would be good. I figured Minnesota would be at the bottom. Well, if I want Minnesota at the bottom and say I'm right, then I'll stand on my head and read the standing upside down. Because don't look now. They're in first, number one, and number two, they're unbeaten. And now here come the Lions on Sunday. That is a five-star do not miss. The battle in Ohio, the Buckeye State battle, boy, Bengals-Browns. Did you see the quarterback rating for Deshaun Watson? It was like 21. The guy looks like he can't play. Is he colorblind? Key point in that Philadelphia game yesterday, he takes a delay a game. He just looks lost. I got to think. Here's my theory, okay? He's talented. It's got to be all the nuttiness, the mashuga between his ears, the lawsuits, and the losing just keeps, you know, piles on. Haslam, the owner's got his back. Haslam's in a tough spot because he gave him all the money. Here again, big money quarterback, you know, all sorts of legal stuff. Can't possibly play with a clear head. I think he's unfit to be a quarterback right now in the NFL. I mean, he's got to get some closure on this other stuff. And every time you think he does, another lawsuit or something crazy pops up. So Bengals, Browns, just a first glance. Texans, Packers. You know what the Texans do? You go beat up on New England. The Texans right now have to find themselves a little more consistency. First of all, they got an automatic kicker. Stroud's an elite quarterback. You've got Mixon. You've got some great receivers. The defense is, you know, hit or miss, but they're not. I mean, they're very good. They're well above average. But you're going into Green Bay. Green Bay, and it, I mean, I had several guys tell me, Green Bay is going to pound Arizona. And they did. They manhandled them. And they just, I mean, I tell you right now, C.J. Stroud better be ready because they absolutely gave Kyler Murray fits. And the Packers are playing at a high level. Seahawks, Falcons, that's an excellent game. The Seahawks have been, they're the most traveled team this year in terms of road games. They went to New England. They got to play elsewhere on the East Coast. Here's another one all the way down to Atlanta. Well-traveled, maybe tuckered out here a little bit, but they're going to find a way. Geno Smith, I understand he's not an elite quarterback, but he's a great game manager. I look for the Seahawks to bounce back. We'll see. That loss to the Giants was a little sticky, and then they were very, very inept and they just looked lost against the Niners on Thursday night. Eagles, Giants, again, the Eagles, you know, just hair on fire to beat Cleveland. Cleveland's not a good football team. I just told you about Watson. Cleveland's a mess. They're not going anywhere. It's a tough year. Stefanski's probably catching some heat, but Eagles, Giants should be good. Giants wheeling it back after a tough situation, just in terms of some injuries. And here they go. And their last big game was way out on the West Coast against Seattle team, which we just told you about. Panthers, Commanders. You know, listen, one of these weeks, the Commanders are going to lay an egg. You know, no one saw Carolina going out to Vegas and doing what they did, okay? And they returned to Earth, and they're now back to normal. I've always looked at these games with caution. You know, you look at the Commanders, and you look at the Panthers. You get them in Washington, hard-fought game against Baltimore. You can build off a loss. If any team builds off a loss, it's usually a scenario which we saw with Washington. Daniel's numbers were good enough to win. They had a chance to win that game. Could have got that game into overtime. The coulda, shoulda, wouldas. But the fact of the matter is, you've got to throw a cautionary flag, you know, or a cautionary flare to the sky to watch out, because you can get caught looking. I don't have the Commander's schedule in front of me to see if it's a trap game in terms of a tough opponent. Raiders and Rams, you know, hey, it's a late game, but you got the 49ers and Chiefs, and then the late game, boy, here we go, the Aaron Rodgers effect. We get them on Monday Night Football this week, and now we get Jets-Steelers Sunday night. Yeah, boy. So, you know, we'll take it, but I would say right now, Chiefs, 49ers, you know, I could see the 49ers beating the Chiefs. I could. It's a toss-up game. You know, listen, it's a long season. One of these, you know, one of these days the Chiefs will lay an egg, but right now they're good. You know, Mahomes is Mahomes. You know, Kelsey's getting a lot of, you know, a little flack, not putting up the big numbers. He's still a great player. He performs. And don't look now, Xavier Worthy is just, I mean, he is a great, great football player. Put the ball in his hands and look out. Exciting things are going to happen. All right, and then we get to next Monday night. We get the double dip. And we get two beauties, in my opinion. We get Ravens-Buccaneers, look out, track meet, in Tampa. And then 45 minutes later, we get the Chargers and Cardinals. That week seven, pretty darn juicy. Pretty darn juicy, right? And I don't know. We'll see. Starts with Jacksonville, New England, back-to-back weeks over there. As odd as that seems, that's what it is. So we shall see. All right, let me get you updated on the baseball. Let me look. Was there any change? 6-3, top eight. I think the Mets can get this done. Have they made a pitching change since? Let's get to the stat page. Right now, they got Stanek in there. And he's got a strikeout. Stanek is not horrible. The question is, if Ryan Stanek goes one inning, do you try to squeeze an inning or do you bring Diaz into a potential, you know, save situation with a three-run lead, two-run lead? I don't know. Three-run lead, I probably ask Stanek to get three. I don't know. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. That's what Mendoza's got left. If Mendoza can get, if the Mets can get an insurance run here in the eighth or top nine, they should be okay. But if the Dodgers even get one in the eighth and get it to within 6-4, look out, because that bullpen does not handle pressure and they will feel it. And you can say what you want about the Dodger home fans. Sometimes, you know, regular season, it's a different crop of fans. Those postseason games, they're loud, they're on top of you. This is going to still get tricky here. Now, if, again, Stanek can douse the flames or prevent any flames from cropping up here, they should be in pretty good stead. Now, the Mets would go 1-1 back to Queens. You have to like it, especially after that disaster on Sunday night. You get beat 9-0. No business in my world. You start Senga. Senga should, and Octavio is off the postseason roster. My God, is it too late to make a change? I mean, Senga should not even be on this postseason roster. He's not healthy. Maybe physically he's up to snuff. Mentally, he's not. He's not sharp. This guy couldn't find home plate last night. And you got Alvarez, who leads the National League in errors by a catcher and pass balls. And you got a wild pitcher. I mean, what's Mendoza thinking? You know, I was just lauding him last week, playing his gut, playing his head, not going with all the analytics. Well, you know, maybe I was wrong here. Maybe you got to take some analytics and just look at the numbers on Alvarez in terms of the wildness of Senga. I mean, that was, I mean, I turned it off. There was nothing. And listen, at 3-0, that game was over. It was absolutely over. And so, you know, just crazy. So, anyways, we'll come back. We'll get a 2-minute drill. What we're streaming and screaming about, it's Yankees, Guardians, it's Jets, Bills tonight. A lot of New York action here on Sports Overnight. And Jeff and Jen Rich tonight in the overnight. They'll be sharing the time with us. Coming back. Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it. On and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. This moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All right, down the home stretch we go. Stand by for more sports talk with Jeff and Rick throughout the night here on Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline, presented by Geico Insurance, geico.com, and by Rocket Mortgage. And $10,000 down due to defray the closing costs with every approved mortgage now, and by American Premium Vodka, APV, American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly. Yanks, Guardians. There was a lot of matinee hockey today. I see, and we're going to be on in Utah soon with Dino Costa to get that station up and going in Salt Lake. Very excited about that. Devils 3-0 over the Utah Hockey Club. Cooled them off. Their East Coast sojourn was, yeesh, beat the Rangers, beat the Islanders. So they're taking care of all their East Coast business, but they ran into the devilish Devils today. Listen, the Florida Panthers own the Boston Bruins. I mean, seriously, 4-3 today. You know, it's now become a thing, really, where the Bruins just mentally can't stack up. I swear to God, they're beaten before they get on the ice. Now they got a lead, and you know, all of a sudden you get a little excited, and then Florida says, "Nah, I don't think so." Even though the game was in Boston, it just drives me nuts. So anyways, Columbus Day, we had some matinee action. Kudos to Nick Nurse. How about that? He got to come back, coach in the old building where he had his, back in the day, they were the Iowa Energy, affiliated with the Bulls and the Suns, and we used to have a lot of fun with Nick Nurse, came back. You know, now they're the Iowa Wolves playing in their building. Here comes the T-Wolves and his 76ers. So they have a nice game there at Des Moines on Friday night. Saturday, they show up in Boston and get beat by 51. Ouch. Nick Nurse got a little humble pie to chew on. All right, listen, enjoy the sports throughout the night, the conversation throughout the night in the early morning hours. Thanks to Dom Jimenez. Thanks to Giovanna Scroggins. And thanks to Zaid Hussein and the whole crew. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your Monday into a Tuesday and keep it right here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. Adios.